A year ago today, the crackdown against pro-democracy demonstrators began in Myanmar, the country also known as Burma. That was the beginning of the end for what had been dubbed Myanmar's Saffron Revolution. The name reflected the fact that the protests were led by long columns of Buddhist monks in saffron robes. During the crackdown, Burmese soldiers beat and arrested the monks. Several died, although it's impossible to know for sure how many. One of the most visible young monks leading the protests was U Gosita. He could be seen in a video smuggled out of Myanmar, rousing the protesters with impassioned speeches. 1 year later, U Gosita is far from his country. He's living in a boarding house in Utica, New York. After the brutal government crackdown, U Gosita was forced to escape in disguise to Thailand. He's been in the United States since March. We spoke to him recently with the help of a translator. I asked him what prompted him to risk his life and get involved in the protests a year ago.
We took to the streets last year because the people of Burma didn't have any rights. We also took to the streets last year because the economy of the country is not well managed. And also the government, the ruling junta, mismanaged the money. And the inequality of the people has increased daily.
Did you hope that the outside world would intervene or get more deeply involved to help change things in Burma to represent you, the young monks in the streets?
We always hoped that the international community and the UN would help the people of Burma as we took to the streets peacefully. But the reality is the international community didn't do much. They didn't meet the demands of the people and the monks who were protesting against the atrocities of the military junta.
And how many monks remain in prison from last year's protests?
According to our sources, there are about 300 to 400 monks or prisoners still in detention centers and jail.
And those are monks who were detained last year during the protests or kind of from many years ago?
The figure I gave you is from September 2007.
U Gosita, you've been in the United States since March. Are you still calling for protests from here? And do you think that calling for protests in Burma from afar will be taken seriously by the Burmese who will be the ones who have to take to the streets?
We've held demonstrations, events, and ceremonies. We hope they help and show solidarity to our people inside Burma who are at risk.
What is your life like here in the United States? I mean, you've been here since March, living in upstate New York where it's pretty chilly. Big difference from Burma in terms of temperature. What is your life like?
I'm glad to see people in the U.S. enjoy freedom. They can express themselves. But I sometimes wonder if I can survive in the United States because it's very cold. And also, we can't work, so we mainly survive on the assistance we receive from the government.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, are you able to kind of live out the unfettered kind of ascetic life of a monk here in the United States, or have you had to go out and get a job? I mean, how do you survive? Where does your money come from?
For the time being, I survive on the $500 I receive from the United States government. I spend $200 on rent, $200 on business needs, and $100 to meet my personal needs.
So the United States government provides you with a $500 a month kind of stipend as a political refugee?
Yes, as a refugee, we receive assistance from the United States, and I don't know how long that'll last. That's what I always worry about.
Do you want to go back to Burma? I mean, do you plan to go back to Burma? Would you think about returning to Burma even before a change in the current government?
I'd get killed or arrested if I go back to Burma until there's a new government.
U Gosita is a Buddhist monk who took part in the protests last year in Burma. He fled Burma after the government crackdown last year and has been living in the United States since March. U Gosita, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
We have pictures of U Gosita taking part in last year's protests. You can see them and read an open letter he's written to the presidential candidates at theworld.org.